This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. Watch out, boy.
My.
All right. Fun with the drop board.
Yeah.
How you guys doing today? How far up your ass is your head?
Wow.
Yeah, I was chastised by Johnny Ludes today.
Over that?
Well, Johnny Ludes, you know, he's from sales.
Mm-hmm.
Coug Ludes.
Yeah.
You know, he likes to make his opinions on our show known.
Oh, yeah. I do love when that happens.
Yeah. And then I'm like, thanks for the feedback, John.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Johnny. Johnny ball game.
He said we got a little too blue on something, but he couldn't tell us what it was.
Oh. He just felt uncomfortable.
He's like, that was a little much. I'm like, oh, all right. I don't even know what you're talking about, but okay.
Thanks, Karen. I appreciate that.
Yeah, John. Yeah. Shut up. Yeah.
John.
I used to get that in church a lot.
What?
Yeah.
Well, Shut up.
People would complain about this the vulgar program.
Oh, it's not vulgar.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, I like the tatted up whore too.
Well, okay, sometimes.
I would often refer to the FCC and thought they were just fine
with
it. So.
That's right. We are policed, remember.
That's right.
There are watchdogs over this metropolitan. They watch us.
That's right.
We have
you
bosses.
Ride this jock? Let's go.
We have the feds. The feds are up our ass.
Jeff Austin.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Kim, she sometimes listens.
Yeah,
you know,
that's something.
Okay, so the Beavs and Cougs have announced a TV deal.
Yes.
For their home football games.
Yeah.
They will be played right here on the CW.
And
when I say right here, I say that because we are on the CW.
Together. We are roommates now with the Beavs and the Cougs.
Only the first hour, but...
Yeah, sure.
But the CW, you know...
We're renting, like, we're like subleasing a room, like in the basement.
Yeah. Well... We always said this with the CSN thing back in the day, you know, Comcast Sportsnet when we were on there.
Yeah.
Radio is the cheapest content to fill the most amount of time.
Yeah. That's why back in the day when we were on
I mean, they don't even pay us.
They'd run our show like 10 hours a day, and people were like, hey, what did you guys get for that? Zero.
So if you're wondering why you see podcasts and radio shows on TV.
Yeah, it's free.
It's because it's cheap. It's cheap content. So
same reason you see reality shows.
The CW has made a kind of a jump into sports
recently.
They've got, I think, some NASCAR on there. I know they had ACC football.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
LIV Golf?
Bloop.
Yeah, they had LIV Golf.
LIV Golf.
Yeah, I was like, what was else was there? Yeah, LIV Golf.
And, of course, us.
Yeah. And now?
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?
And now we got some Cougs and Beavs. And by the way, for the Cougs and Beavs, for most of you, I mean, this is way easier to get than what it used to be. There were so many Cougs and Beav games, unfortunately, on the Pac-12 network, and no one has that hunk of crap. Everyone has the CW. It's broadcast TV.
I'm very confident.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nationally broadcast. I think it's got, it's, I was reading today that it's the same distribution as FS1.
Yeah, but I'm assuming that the, and I don't know this for certain, but I'm going to assume that the Ducks and the, and the, and the Ducks, the Beavs and the Cougs, this is going to be a regional C-dub, not national.
I don't, that's not how I read it.
So you,
because we get the ACC games here.
Well, then,
you know,
you're right. Maybe I am making a poor assumption then that, because there is a CW national and then there's CW regionally. Like when we're on the CW, we're just on the CW here.
Right.
If you're watching the CW, like the Gilmore Girls in Charlotte, North Carolina, it's
God,
not.
I love that show.
Oh, it's so good. And Dawson's Creek, they're not interrupting Dawson's Creek for us in Charlotte, North Carolina.
No, but I think this is akin to like with ACC.
Well, then
ACC
that's a great deal.
No, it wasn't the best ACC games.
No.
But it was some.
Well, this isn't necessarily the best, you know.
Right.
No offense, but we've seen the bowl schedules, and with the exception of maybe three games, you know, it's not the best. But again, if you're a Coug or a Beav, your games became a lot more accessible now. So
yeah, for more people will see them now. What does that mean monetarily? Not a whole lot.
No.
But at the same time, you get
exposure.
You get more exposure.
Yeah.
And it's only for your home games. Now the away games are going to be on CBS and Fox because of the Mountain West TV deal.
Yeah.
And this is just for the next 2 years.
Yeah. And then after that, you got to figure out what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, and listeners want to know, does that make Isaac and Suk the official Pac-2 talk show of the CW?
Boy, I hope so.
Yeah.
Where's
could this? Be.
Let's go.
By default.
Let's make it happen. Can we print up some like Pac-12 or Pac-2 shirts? And
I think we should.
Yeah. You know, we do like a little, we do a one segment pregame.
Add to the merch store, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
We're going to have to clean it up, aren't we?
Probably. Probably. I'm not sure that Cougs Ludes is going to want us working
right.
Blue when we're talking about the big Washington State UNLV matchup.
Got to be serious.
By the way, I don't know
sports.
If they're playing UNLV off the top of my head. I just threw that out there.
Who's playing the UNLV? I think
I
they
know.
Are. Washington State? I think Oregon is.
I decided.
Quick, name UNLV's coach. Go.
It was Marcus Arroyo.
Yeah,
it's
he's not
anymore.
There anymore.
So that's all I got.
They actually have a pretty good coach.
Yeah, he won this year. Who did they go get?
Barry Odom.
Barry Odom.
He's good. All right, anyway, the Pac-12 network.
I apologize. They do not play UNLV. They
Who
do
doesn't?
Play Washington State.
But the Beavs do.
But they do play New Mexico.
Who's their coach?
Oh, God, I don't know.
The Lobos.
At New Mexico?
Who's running the Lobos? Is that Jerry Kill?
No, he just
he
left
quit.
New Mexico
left.
State, I thought.
Yeah, he left New Mexico State.
Who's the old Notre Dame? Bob Davie.
He was at New Mexico at one point.
I don't think he is anymore, though.
No, God, that was years ago.
Howard Schnellenberger.
I don't think, is he, I think he's dead. Schnellenberger?
Bronco Mendenhall is?
Bull roar.
No way.
This is what I'm reading.
Bronco Mendenhall's the coach at,
apparently so.
At New Mexico?
Yeah, he was named their new head coach in December.
I'll be damned.
So they must have fired whoever the last guy was, and or that guy jumped ship, and Bronco Mendenhall.
Great hire.
By the way,
great
you
name.
Circle the date. October 19th, Reser Stadium, UNLV.
Great
Boom.
Little player.
Barry Odom's bringing the heat.
That's
Watch
how,
out.
That's how it goes down.
Watch out.
Yeah, that's right after the Nevada tilt.
So these home games will be produced by the Pac-12 Network. So those people that all work there.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't really have anything on the Pac-12 Network?
No.
Does it even air content?
Well,
we just discussed this
We discussed this, that the new president of the Pac-12 said...
The network's going to continue to exist.
The network's going
to
continue, at least for the next calendar year, because they're using that as a bargaining chip to try to land somewhere. They say that that's an asset. That's
but
part.
Will it air things?
Yes. They are going to air the Washington State, Oregon State, everything. The problem with this is... In order to meet their contractual obligations, they have to fill like it's like 300 and something separate airings of like Olympic sports. Like they don't have enough programming to fill the contractual obligation.
Find a radio show.
So they are because like they have to fill so many of each like Olympic sport on there. So they are going to probably it seems like have to air old Oregon State and Washington State Olympic sports on the Pac-12
oh, yeah.
network.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she said, it's going to be a challenge to find programming, but we're going to figure it out. So you could tune in and possibly be getting like a 1994 Oregon State volleyball game. And that's what's going to...
But it'll be classic.
But it'll be classic. And there's still some debate on whether or not that would fill the contractual obligations or not. But they are determined, come hell or high water, to keep this thing afloat because they're using it, trying to use it as a bargaining chip, the resources of the Pac-12 network to try to land hopefully in a better conference, or if they do rebuild with the Mountain West, to keep that structure in place and use that as a bargaining chip for their next TV deal to try to get the best one that they
can. So this could lead to the conference surviving.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Look, the Pac-12, right? Or the Pac-2, whatever it is, the worst case scenario is it's rebranded as the Pac whatever, and it becomes an extension of the Mountain West.
Well, but yes, but that would mean that the Mountain West teams jump over to the Pac.
Yes.
Make it the Pac-10 or whatever.
That is not what they want, but that is more than likely what will happen.
Because they're going to have a better TV deal.
Yes.
The Oregon State, the CW thing is a better TV deal.
Well, and they'll have to negotiate their...
They would negotiate a new one.
Yes.
But that's probably why the CW is jumping in here.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's like, hey, we got the Beavs and the Cougs, and then maybe they keep it together, and then we have a whole conference to bid on.
That is not what Washington State and Oregon State want, but more than likely, that is what will have to happen, is some form of... dissolving the Mountain West, a full-on merger with the Mountain West, and that's one of the reasons why that $100 million kind of war chest that they have, not only will that keep them afloat for the next year or two, but they're going to need that in order to kind of, do you have to pay some exit fees for some people, get some assurances there, and kind of rebuild your conference. So you hope that they end up in an ACC Big 12 situation, but my guess is you take the remaining two and the best that the Mountain West and maybe one or two teams from those other smaller conferences that break away, and you reform a 12 to 14 team new Pac-12 that is essentially a slightly improved version of the Mountain West. You'd have the Cougs and the Beavs, and you'd have Boise State and Air Force, UNLV. Maybe you could pilfer a couple teams, Texas or maybe in the South that play in an American conference to kind of weasel over and round you out and get you into a couple different time zones. And then you sign a TV deal that, look, it's not going to keep you competitive, but, it's going to be better than nothing. Because, the Mountain West TV deal right now, do you know what pays some of the teams like $2 to $3 million a year? I think Boise gets a little more. I think Boise gets like 5 or 6.
Do we know what Oregon State and Washington State are getting for this?
I don't know what they're getting from this, but
just home games?
But if you told me right now that the new conference could get like 10.
Yeah.
10 or 12, that's not great, but I think you would take it.
It's and much better than the Mountain West.
Much better.
All right, we've got a college football grab bag ahead. Stay tuned. It is 3:52 on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.